before you.
And we praise your holy name for what you always do at our midweek meetings here.
As in your commitment, you won't tell my cellar, but they are your sin.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This evening, once again, Lord, open our understanding. Teach us directly from your feet. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Last week we began to look at a topic. Give and get. Keep and lose. Give us, get, keep us, lose. We continue a little bit further again tonight on that theme. And I'd like you to be very, very attentive. And tonight, we want to look at what I call the beautiful gate Christians. The beautiful gate
Christians.
This is part two of what we discussed last Wednesday. Acts of Apostles chapter 3. I read from verse 1. The Acts of the Apostles chapter 3 from verse 1. Acts 3 from verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together unto the temple at the hour of prayer, being the night
hour.
And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. To ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple ask an alms? And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Then he gave it unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones receives strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. That's our walking scripture for tonight. That's what we just read. The beautiful gate Christian. Last week I was telling you what he had facts about giving. We're going a little bit further now to add facts about giving number 41. A small gift is better than a big promise. A lot of people make pledges. A lot of people make vows. Promises before God. But God prefers that which you have in your hand, bring that one. Instead of making a big promise that you will not fulfill. A small gift will give you better rewards and a big promise than you did not fulfill. That's add fact number 41. Add fact number 42. No one has ever been honored because of what he has received. But people have been honored because of what they have given. Those who gave their lives, who gave their sweat, those who gave their knowledge to do things, they get rewards.
Àwọn tó fi ayé wọn, tí wọ́n fi àkókò wọn, tí wọ́n fi ẹ̀mí wọn láti fi lè ṣe nǹkan, wọ́n rí èsì gbà.
That's why the Bible says it's better to give than to receive.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí Bíbélì fi pé ó dára láti fi fúnni ju ká gbà lọ.
That's at fact number 42.
Kókó ìkejìlé ní ogójì nìyẹn.
At fact number 43.
Kókó ìkẹtàlé ní ogójì.
If you refuse to give according to your income.
Bí o bá kùnà láti fi fúnni gẹ́gẹ́ bí ní ìdọ́gba pẹ̀lú ohun tó ní.
God will make your income to be according to your giving.
Ọlọ́run yóò mú kí ohun tó ní kó wà ní ìbámu pẹ̀lú ohun tó ń fi fúnni.
If you refuse to give according to your income.
Bí o bá kùnà láti fi fúnni gẹ́gẹ́ ní ìbámu pẹ̀lú ohun ìní rẹ.
God will make your income to be according to your giving.
Ọlọ́run yóò mú kí ohun ìní rẹ kó wà ní ìbámu pẹ̀lú fífi fúnni rẹ.
This is a hard fact and you must realize that one.
Kókó ọ̀rọ̀ yóò le ó sì jẹ ohun tó gbọ́dọ̀ yé wa.
If for example God is blessing you with 10,000 naira a month.
Fún àpẹẹrẹ bó bá jẹ́ pé ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́wàá náírà lọ́lọ́run fi ń bùkún rẹ lóṣooṣù.
After you have paid your tithe, which is 1,000 naira.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tó bá san ìdá mẹ́wàá rẹ tí í ṣe ẹgbẹ̀rún kan náírà tán.
That tithe is not offering, it's a debt you are owing to God, it's the part of God in your money, it must be paid, you pay it.
Ìdá mẹ́wàá yẹn kì í ṣe ọrẹ, gbèsè tó jẹ Ọlọ́run ni lára owó tọ Ọlọ́run tó wà lọ́wọ́ tirẹ ni ó ní láti san.
After you pay that one.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tó bá san yẹn tán.
Then your offering then follows.
Ọrẹ rẹ ni yóò wá kàn.
If out of the 9,000 naira you now have left.
Bó bá wá jẹ́ pé láàrin ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́sàn-án náírà tó ṣẹ́kù sí ọ lọ́wọ́ ni.
What you now give as offering.
Ohun tó wá ń fi sílẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọrẹ.
Is 100 naira.
Ó jẹ́ ọgọ́rùn-ún náírà.
What will eventually happen, beloved?
Ohun tí yóò pàpà ṣẹlẹ̀ ara.
That thing that you are giving, the 100 naira you are giving, God will now begin to rotate your income around that your 100 naira gift.
Ni pe ọgọ́rùn-ún náírà tó ń fi sílẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọrẹ ni Ọlọ́run yóò wá mú kí àwọn ohun ìní rẹ àti ohun tó ń wọlé fún kó máa yí ìyẹn ká.
So the beggarly offering you are giving to God brings a beggarly blessing.
Ọrẹ bíi t'alágbe tó ń fi fún Ọlọ́run yóò máa mú ìbùkún alágbe wá fún ọ.
The stinginess the person shows to God brings stinginess from God to your hands.
Ìhàwọ́ tí ènìyàn ń fi hàn fún Ọlọ́run yóò mú kí yíyáwó látọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run kó máa dé bá onítọ̀hún pẹ̀lú.
I want you to understand these principles very very well.
Mo fẹ́ kí àwọn ìlànà wọ̀nyí kó yé wa dáradára.
So you can know how to operate your life and how to be a giver.
Bàbá lè mọ báwo ṣe lò gbésí ayé wa báwo sì ti jẹ́ ẹni tó ń fi fún ni.
44.
Ìkẹrìnlélógún ní ogójì.
God judges what we give.
Ọlọ́run máa ń ṣe ìdájọ́ ohun tá a fi fún ni.
By what we keep.
Nípasẹ̀ ohun tá a bá fi pamọ́.
He judges what we give by what we keep.
Yóò ṣe ìdíwọ̀n ohun tá a fi fún ni nípa ohun tá a fi pamọ́.
Ah, you say, but I'm a student, all they give to me is pocket money and the pocket money is not much. If I remove from that one, what will happen again? That is why you are still poor, you are a poor student.
O lè sọ pé ọmọ iléèwé lè mi ohun tí wọ́n ń fún mi kí n kàn máa fi rí nǹkan jẹun ni. Ohun bá fi gbogbo ètò pọ̀ nínú rẹ̀ sílẹ̀ báwo ni wọ́n ṣe jẹun? Ìdí nìyẹn tó ìfi jẹ́ akúṣẹ́ níléèwé.
But if you begin to practice this principle,
you'll
be amazed at what God will do in your life.
Yóò yà ọ lẹ́nu ohun tí Ọlọ́run yóò ṣe láyé rẹ.
At fact number 45.
Kókó ìkarùndínláàádọ́ta.
Is that when you practice abundant giving?
Ni wípé bó bá ṣe fífúnni lẹ́kùnrẹ́rẹ́.
God brings abundant living.
Ọlọ́run yóò fún ọ ní ìgbé ayé ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́.
The giving that many of us did in the past
ìfifúnni tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa ṣe sẹ́yìn
was what God used as a currency to buy us current blessings.
Ni ohun tọ́lọ́run lò gẹ́gẹ́ bí owó tó fi ra ìbùkún ìsinsìnyí fún wa.
I want you to understand this.
Mo fẹ́ kí eléyìí ó yé wa o.
I said lesson I learned in a very interesting way some time ago.
Ẹ̀kọ́ kan wà tí mo kọ́ lọ́nà tó lárinrin nígbà kan sẹ́yìn.
Was 1982.
Lọ́dún 1982 ni.
I was in England.
Wà nílùú ọba.
I was a student on scholarship.
Mo jẹ́ akẹ́kọ̀ọ́ tó yẹ pé ẹ̀bùn ẹ̀kọ́ ọ̀fẹ́ ni mo bá lọ.
And they don't give us too much money.
Wọn kì í sì fún wa lówó tó pọ̀ dání.
Somebody wrote me a letter from Nigeria.
Ẹnìkan bá kọ̀wé sí mi láti Nigeria.
Said, please help me to buy this book, help me to pay for this exam.
Bá mi ra ìwé yìí, bá mi sanwó ìdánwò yìí.
And then if you help me, just help me in the name of God. I don't have anybody, but just help me.
Ṣáàjọ wọ nítorí Ọlọ́run ràn mí lọ́wọ́ ìtorí wọn ò lẹ́nìkan.
It was very hard that time.
Ó le koko ní ìgbà yẹn.
But anyway, I sent the book, I sent the money.
Out
of the poor scholarship money they were giving to us. That was 1982. Now, I did not know that that thing that I did in 1982, when Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry has not started. Because this ministry started in
1989.
I did it 7 years before Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry started. Now, in
2002.
How many years later? The fellow that I used that money to assist had now become a big printing manager. And now was now responsible for helping us to print our 70 days booklet in a cheap way. What I did that time, 20 years later, it brought fruit. Abundant giving will bring abundant living. I want you to understand this very, very well.
At
fact number 46, it is dangerous to practice fake generosity. Fake generosity. You don't really want to give. You just give because somebody is saying you should give. It carries no blessing. At fact number 47. Please try and understand what I mean by 46. If, for example, I stand here now and I said, glory be to God, that last night I had a vision that 10 persons here, I saw God blessing them with 50 million naira each. So let 10 people here who can give us one million naira now stand up so that God can bless them with 50 million. Some hands will go up. Even if the man did not see anything,
he'll
jump forward. That's disinterested generosity, fake generosity. You were put under pressure to do it. It carries no result whatsoever. Ah, you say, but others are doing it, and they are getting plenty of money. It will steal the blessings of the people. Because the Bible said, let not your right hand know what your left hand is doing. 47. If you are totally given unto the Lord, you, all other giving is very easy. If you are totally given unto the Lord, all other giving is very, very easy. When the person is dead in Christ, and the whole of your being has been taken over by God, you can give out anything. The reason people find it so difficult to give is that God has not really completely taken over their lives. And the reason some people find it so difficult and they cling to these worldly things is because they've not seen too many people before. When they see, they will know that, well, the Bible says, what vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. Where there are people who have built their houses in heaven and they are already decorated with gold and silver, some people have not even laid foundation and they are putting their treasures here.
Ibi tawon kan wa ti won ti ba won ko ile sorun ton tin fi wura ati fadaka se loso awon kan wa ti won ti e ti fi pile ile ti won so le rara awon yen si ku oro jo ni aye yi.
48
Ikeji din la dota.
Greatness comes by giving.
Didi la yo waye nipase fifi funi,
not by getting.
Ise nipa kikojo.
Greatness comes in terms of giving, not by getting.
Fifi fun didi la yo waye nipase fifi funi ki ise nipase kikojo.
At fact number 49.
Koko oro ikokan din ni adota.
Incurable givers.
Awon to laarun fifi funi.
Incurable givers, they are always giving. You can't cure them from their giving. They are like a home. The more you take away from him, the bigger he gets. Incurable givers.
50.
If you give in order for you to get something, then the truth is that you are not giving. You are a trader. Many people that bring things to God, they just go, they're giving to God just for trading. And it is a very sad situation. That's why the Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. Point 51. Let's open to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 28, verse 27. Proverbs 28, verse 27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. That's at fact number 51. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. Not those that they say, let's give clothes to Wikia, and they look at home and bring all the rags and take it
there.
Not those who bring pots whose bottoms are already leaking. You are not giving to the poor, you are just getting rid of the rubbish in your house. Point number 52. Men who paid their tithes and offering when they were poor, they eventually became rich. They were paying it when they were poor. They eventually will become rich. History tells us about one brother called Mr. Colgate. There's hardly anyone here now who has never used a Colgate toothpaste before. He began to touch 10%. Then 20. Then 30. Then 40. Then 50. Then 60. Then 70. Then 80. Then 90. Look at what God has done with his life now. Mr. Colgate. As another brother called Mr. Hyde.
He
was a believer.
He
was fighting 60%. He was the person that created what you now call mentholatum. There is nowhere in the world you don't find mentholatum now. He was the owner of that original formula. A child of God. So do you want to become great? You better become a giver. 53. Giving to God is transporting our goods to a higher floor. We are transporting our goods to a higher floor, which will give us more rewards later. Act 54. Sacrificial giving brings uncommon financial success. Sacrificial giving brings uncommon financial success. A lot of people give God the terrible things. I read a story. It's in a church. After the service, normally the pastor will wait at the door and be shaking the hands of those who came for service. You know, small children, they don't have any secret. So a particular family got to the pastor, and pastor shook them, thank you for coming for this service. He shook their little boy too. The boy said, pastor, sorry, we were going to give you a chicken today, but unfortunately the chicken got well, so we didn't bring it again. So what they were planning to give to the pastor was the chicken that was about to die in their farm.
Oh, ti won be fun olusagutan tele ni adiye ti calling pe lo ni oko won.
I wonder, so that the chicken had gotten better, they didn't bring it again. Reminds me of that Anglican priest in Igbo land. During the harvest, they will bring goat. One day the man could not help it. Say, why is it that only God's goat used to have one eye? That's what they brought to God. And this is very, very sad. They raised an offering in one church, and they have taken the place around. And they went to one elder, the elder that used to help them count the offering, to put his own money. And he put something very small. The ocean said, you held that. You should do better than this. I don't have money. I didn't bring money here. But very soon somebody was going to give offering, but he wanted change. The man who said he didn't bring money now opened his bag. He was filled with money. And he changed the money. The usher now came back. This is money.
Say,
this one, not be for church. There are people like that. Sacrificial giving will bring you uncommon financial success.
55.
Your approach to money says more about you than any other aspect of your personality. Your approach to money says more about you than any other aspect of your personality. I want you to understand that. If any time they mention money, your temperature is already rising. You are ready to tell lies, do all kinds of things. Then you have been caged by mammon.
At fact number
56. Before Abraham could know God as Jehovah Jireh,
ki Abraham o to mo Olorun gege bi Jehovah Olupese.
Jehovah Jireh means Jehovah God the provider.
Jehovah Olupese ni Jehovah Jireh tumo si.
Before Abraham could know God as Jehovah Jireh,
ki Abrahamu to mo Olorun si Jehovah to npese.
He had to surrender his most cherished possession.
O koko ni lati fi ohun ini re to se iye bi iye si julo lele.
Put Isaac down.
O fa Isaac kale.
God answer yes.
Olorun wa pe
ah. Now I know that you can give anything to me.
Mo pe ko ohun lo le fun mi bayi.
I become your God as Jehovah Jireh.
Wo wa de Olorun re ti o mo si Jehovah Olupese.
We must understand these things.
Eleyi lati ye wa.
You could sing to daybreak, Jehovah Jireh, cara for me, for me, for me. When you are stingy, it does not work like that.
Ole ma kon Jehovah Jireh yo pese fun mi, yo pese fun mi. Sugbon to ba hawo ko ni ri be.
57.
Iketa di logota.
Material blessings can become a curse.
Awon ibukun ni patara tabi o ibukun ni pa ohun ini o le di egun.
If you are hoarding it.
Bo ba ko pamo.
You hold it. It can become a curse. 58. No one is too poor to give to God. No one is too poor to give to God. No matter how small it is. Point number 59. We must understand that money can only buy what is on sale. So put that money down to get what is not on sale. Money can only buy what is on sale. That's why we keep saying that money can buy bed, but it cannot buy sleep. Money can buy books, but it cannot buy brain. Money can buy television, but it cannot buy happiness. Money can buy pews in the church. You cannot buy salvation. Point number 60. Giving to God will release your purse from Judas. But if you don't give, Judas will completely be in charge. I want every member of Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry to key into the spirit of sacrificial giving, so that the promise of God that members of this church will be the richest Christians around will manifest. That's why you should be asking yourself regular questions. Say, Father, what can I do with my resources to bring God greater glory? Ask yourself questions. Say, after death, what will I wish that I would have given away while I still had the chance to give it away? Ask yourself, what am I holding on to now that is preventing me from enjoying great financial breakthrough? Ask yourself the question, have I over accumulated? Ask yourself a question. Am I treating God as the owner of my asset, and am I treating God as a financial consultant that I'm just paying 10% agency fee monthly? Am I holding on to anything God wants me to give away now? Those are questions to be asking yourself. Ask yourself, if my present opportunity to give is lost, will I get a second chance? Ask yourself a question. Do I really have any spiritual sound reason for delaying what I should give to God now? Ask yourself a question. Will God look at my giving after death and say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Ǹjẹ́ lẹ́yìn ikú mi Ọlọ́run ó wo fífi fún ni mi yóò sì wípé káàbọ̀ o ṣeré ìwọ ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ mi tó ṣe olótìtọ́.
Am I hanging on to some excess money because of fear of health problems?
Ǹjẹ́ mo wá fún ka mọ́ àwọn owó kan nísinsìnyí nítorí mò ń bẹ̀rù pé àwọn ìṣòro nípa ìlera kan lè dé lọ́jọ́ iwájú.
Has money become my idol? Ask yourself.
Ǹjẹ́ owó ti di òrìṣà mi bí?
Are material assets competing with the lordship of God over your life?
Ṣé àwọn ohun ìní ó ń díje fún jíjẹ́ olúwa lórí ayé rẹ ti Ọlọ́run?
Those are questions you should ask.
Wọ́n jẹ́ ìbéèrè tó ní láti bíra rẹ.
There is a very, very serious situation in the house of God now.
Ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ kan wà tó ń ṣẹ̀ nílé Ọlọ́run tó sì le lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí.
It is a tragedy if we don't address it.
Ó jẹ́ àjálù ńlá bá ò bá tètè bójútó.
It used to be very alien and very strange when we got born again.
Ohun àjèjì gbáà jẹ́tẹ́lẹ̀ nígbà tí a di àtúnbí.
These days now, anybody who does anything in the house of God, they want to be paid.
Lóde òní, ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá ń ṣe ohunkóhun nílé Ọlọ́run, ó fẹ́ kí wọ́n máa san owó fún fún ni.
You want to pay those who are sweeping?
Àwọn tó ń gbálẹ̀
kò fẹ́ gbowó. Want to pay those who are playing instruments?
Àwọn tó ń lo ohun èlò orin kò fẹ́ gbowó.
Want to pay those who are singing?
Àwọn tó ń kọrin kò
fẹ́ gbowó. Want to pay those who are doing praise worship?
Àwọn tó ń kọrin kò fẹ́ gbowó.
Instead of some of these fellows to understand the key of blessing, get a small part-time job somewhere and give the Lord free will service.
Dépò kí àwọn ènìyàn yìí kí wọ́n lè máa dìtú ìbùkún, kí wọ́n wá iṣẹ́ kékeré kan tí wọ́n máa ṣe níbì kan, kí wọ́n sì máa ṣe ọrẹ ìgbà kankan.
Any small thing they want to be paid.
Ohunkóhun kékeré báyìí tán fẹ́ ṣe wọ́n ṣàfẹ́ gbowó fún.
While others wake up 7 a.m. 6 a.m. they are going to work, they are still sleeping.
Nígbà táwọn ẹlòmíràn jí ní aago mẹ́fà òwúrọ̀ aago méje tí wọ́n ń lọ bí ṣe àwọn yìí ń sùn.
I'm praying that we will not get to a stage when one day we will start paying Sunday school teachers.
Mo yìí ń gbàdúrà pé a ò ní dé ipò lọ́jọ́ kan tí ó wà ní pé àwọn olùkọ́ ọjọ́ ìsinmi gan a ó tún bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí san owó fún àwọn yẹn náà.
Here we read about beautiful gate Christians.
Níbí ya rí kà nípa àwọn Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára.
The beautiful gate Christian tells you about 3 types of Christian growth.
Àwọn Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára wọ́n sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìpele mẹ́ta ìdàgbàsókè.
3 types or 2 stages of Christian growth.
Irúfẹ́ mẹ́ta àti ìpele méjì ti ìdàgbàsókè Kristẹni.
Who is this man?
Tani ẹni.
The man at the beautiful gate.
Ẹni tó wà lẹ́nu ọ̀nà dáradára.
Is a lame man.
Ó jẹ́ amúkan.
Every day.
Ojoojúmọ́.
His family members will bring him to the beautiful gate.
Àwọn ìbátan rẹ̀ wọ́n á gbé wá sí ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára.
Is always the first man to arrive in the temple.
Òun lẹni tó máa ń kọ́kọ́ dé tẹ́ḿpìlì.
And he will take his position.
Yóò sì jókòó sáyé rẹ̀.
It's also the last man to go home.
Òun náà lẹni tí yóò tún lọ lé kẹ́yìn.
He never one day requested to be brought inside.
Kò fi ọjọ́ kan béèrè pé kí wọ́n gbé òun wọlé rí.
He was contented just staying at the gate.
Ó tẹ́ ẹ lọ́rùn ó kàn máa dúró sẹ́nu ọ̀nà.
Looking at the pulse of those who are going in and out.
Ó ń wo àpò àwọn tó ń wọlé tí wọ́n sì ń jáde.
Checking their faces.
Ó ń yẹ ojú wọn wò.
The beautiful gate Christian.
Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára.
They are the Christians who are only interested in what the church can do for them.
Ni àwọn tó jẹ́ pé ìfẹ́ tiwọn nìkan ni ohun tí ìjọ lè ṣe fún wọn.
There is no attempt to join the body of Christ and be fully useful.
Àwọn ò gbìyànjú láti darapọ̀ mọ́ ara Kristi kan sì wúlò lẹ́kùnrẹ́rẹ́.
If a man is fully useful in the house of God, of course, the Bible said the laborer is worthy of his wages. The man of God can say, take this, take that. There is blessing of God in that one.
Bí ènìyàn bá wúlò lẹ́kùnrẹ́rẹ́ nílé Ọlọ́run, òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run lè wò ó nítorí ìwé mímọ́ wípé alágbàṣe yẹ lẹ́tọ̀ọ́ fún oògùn rẹ̀, kí òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run sì wò pé gbà.
But when he said, ah, excuse me, this one is too small. Excuse me, in somewhere I know, they used to pay them this, they used to pay them that. Then something is wrong with you.
Nígbà tó wá gbà alàgbà eléèkéré ju níbi kan tí mo mọ̀ iye báyìí ni wọ́n fún wọn. Níbi báyìí iye báyìí ni wọ́n fún wọn. Ohun kankan
yóò. And the place he is trying to describe is a dead church with dead people with dead bones.
Ibi tó sì ń gbìyànjú láti júwe ìjọ tó ti kú pẹ̀lú àwọn ènìyàn tó ti kú egungun kíkú ló wà níbẹ̀.
The beautiful gate Christians.
Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára.
They make no attempt to grow in Christ.
Wọn kì í bí gbé ìgbésẹ̀ láti dàgbà sí nínú Kristi.
Their interest is how do I get money.
Bí báwo ni wọ́n ṣe lówó.
They don't think about the church.
Wọn ò ní ronú nípa ìjọ.
They don't think about how do they do this, how do they do that.
Wọn ò ní ronú pé báwo ni wọ́n ṣe ń rélé ìṣe, báwo ni wọ́n ṣe ń rí tọ̀hún
yẹn ṣe. People should close this service early so that we can get my money.
Ẹ̀yin ara bí ẹ tètè parí ìsìn kí n lè lọ gbowó tèmi.
And sometimes whenever you stop financial assistance to such people, they relocate to another church.
Nígbà mìíràn bẹ bá sì ti dẹ́kun fífún wọn látìlẹ́yìn lórí ọ̀rọ̀ olówódé wọn apalẹ̀ mẹ́rú wọn.
He hears the word of God. The word makes no impact because his interest is something else.
Ó ń gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rọ̀ òun kò ní ipa kankan nínú ayé rẹ̀ nítorí òun tó nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí kọ́
nìyẹn. We call them beautiful gate Christians.
À ń pè wọ́n ní Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára.
They are the gate begging for alms but they did not enter.
Wọ́n wà lẹ́nu ọ̀nà wọ́n ságbé ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n wọlé ilé.
They stay long time in the church but the word of God does not change their lives.
Wọ́n á pẹ́ nínú ìjọ ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run kò yí ayé wọn padà.
They come for church just for the motive of gain.
Wọ́n wá sí ilé ìjọsìn nítorí èrè.
Beautiful gate Christians.
Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára.
They come sometimes because they want a wife.
Nígbà mìíràn wọ́n á wá nítorí wọ́n ń wá aya.
Some because they want a husband.
Nígbà mìíràn wọ́n á wá nítorí wọ́n ń fẹ́
ọkọ. They want a contract.
Wọ́n ń fẹ́ iṣẹ́ tí wọ́n ó gbà ṣe.
They want connections.
Wọ́n fẹ́ mọ àwọn ènìyàn.
They want money.
Wọ́n fẹ́ owó.
They are not interested in saying, let me spend myself here.
Wọn ò ní ìfẹ́ sí Bẹ́kẹ́mi náà nọ́ra síbí yìí.
So all the wrong motive people who come to the house of God, they are beautiful gate Christians.
Nítorí náà àwọn gbogbo àwọn ènìyàn tó ń wá sí ilé Ọlọ́run pẹ̀lú èrò tí ò tọ́, àwọn ni Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára.
And whenever their motive is not met,
nígbà tí ohun tí wọ́n torí rẹ̀ wá tí ẹnìkan kò bá sì ṣe,
they take off.
Wọ́n á sá lọ.
Sir, I stop coming to that place.
Ana èmi ò máa lọ́bẹ̀ yẹn mọ̀.
I'm not going again.
Èmi ò lọ mọ̀.
Beautiful gate Christians.
Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára.
Somebody wrote me a letter some time ago.
Nígbà kan rí ẹnìkan bá kọ̀wé sí mi.
So I want this church to loan me 1.5 million naira.
Mo fẹ́ kí ìjọ Èkó yá mi ní mílíọ̀nù kan àtààbọ̀ náírà.
So that I can start stockfish business.
Nígbà lè bẹ̀rẹ̀ owó ẹja panla.
So I sent a pastor to the person.
Mo bá rán olùṣọ́ àgùntàn kan sí.
How much do you think we get here?
Mo ní èlò ló lérò pa àti ẹ̀ ń rí bí yìí.
So when we give you 1.5 million.
Nígbà tá a bá fún ọ ní mílíọ̀nù kan àtààbọ̀.
How are we going to pay salary? How are we going to pay for electricity? How are we going to, how is the church going to run? You alone.
A ó ṣe rówó iná san, a ó ṣe rówó òṣìṣẹ́ san, a ó ṣe lè ṣe àwọn nǹkan mìíràn nígbà tí a bá gbé yẹn fún ọ nìkan tán.
He now wrote back a letter.
Ó bá tún kọ lẹ́tà mìíràn.
It's okay, return all the money that I have contributed in 1 year.
Ó dà gbogbo owó tí mo ti dá sínú ilé ìjọsìn láàrin ọdún kan, ẹ dá a padà fún mi.
And that the total money is 60,000 naira.
Pé gbogbo owó tó ń sì dá náà. Ẹgbẹ̀rún ọgọ́ta náírà.
And we should give it back to you.
Pé ká dá a padà fún un.
Those are the beautiful gate Christians.
Àwọn Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára nìyẹn o.
Beautiful gate Christians.
Àwọn Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára.
Some will come, I need help, I need help.
Àwọn mìíràn wá wọn ni mo nílò ìrànlọ́wọ́, mo nílò ìrànlọ́wọ́.
I need help.
Mo nílò ìrànlọ́wọ́.
And since then, it was okay.
Àwọn àti gbódà.
We can't give this help to everybody.
Kì í ṣe gbogbo ènìyàn náà la lè ṣe rí ìrànlọ́wọ́
yìí. This is how much we have.
Iye tá a nílé.
We are going to distribute it amongst those who are in need.
A ó sì pin láàrin gbogbo àwọn tó ṣaláìní ni.
When you give it to some people, you can see the sad look on their face.
Nígbà tí a bá gbé ẹlòmíràn lọ́wọ́, ẹ ó rí bójú rẹ̀ yóò ṣe kọ́rẹ́ lọ́wọ́.
I asked for 250,000, they give me 10,000.
Pé nínú ẹgbẹ̀rún igba àtàbọ̀ náírà tí mo bèrè, ẹ wá fún mi ní ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́wàá náírà
péré. They didn't give me enough money.
Owó tẹ fún mi ò tó.
And because of that, they go.
Nítorí yẹn, a sì lọ.
The beautiful great Christians.
Àwọn Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára.
No money is enough for them.
Kò sí owó tó ń tẹ wọn lọ́rùn.
The eyes are always outside.
Ojú wọn máa ń wà lóde ni.
We must cure ourselves from that spirit.
A ní láti wọra wa sàn kúrò lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀mí yẹn.
So that we will not be cheating ourselves of the blessings of God.
Ká má bàa máa yanra wa jẹ àwọn ìbùkún tọlọ́run.
That God wants to be given to us.
Tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ máa fún wa.
I want you to understand this very well.
Dáradára.
The beautiful gate Christians.
Àwọn Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára.
The beautiful gate Christians.
Àwọn Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára.
There are Christians who are obstruction to others.
Wọ́n jẹ́ Kristẹni tó ń dènà àwọn ẹlòmíràn.
Look at that man standing by the gate of the temple.
Ọkùnrin tó dúró lẹ́nu ọ̀nà tẹ́ḿpìlì.
Disturbing those who are going in and out.
Ó ń dí àwọn tó ń wọlé tí wọ́n ń jáde lọ́wọ́.
Somebody looks at him and says,
Ẹnìkan wú ọwọ́ sí pé
If this is the church of brother so and so, I will not go there. If it's the last church on this earth.
Bó bá jẹ́ pé ìjọ tó kẹ́yìn ní gbogbo ayé nìyí, tó sì jẹ́ pé ìjọ ìyẹn ni arákùnrin yìí lọ, n ò ní lọ bẹ̀.
You have become an obstruction.
Ó ti di ìdènà.
Or an obstruction.
Ó ti di ìdíwọ́.
A sister began to fight.
Arábìnrin kan bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní jà.
With somebody outside their home.
Pẹ̀lú ẹnìkan ní ìta nílé wọn.
Somebody rushed to the pastor that lived close to them.
Ẹnìkan bá sáré lọ ilé olùṣọ́ àgùntàn tí ó jìnnà sí.
Come on, your church member is fighting. Your church member is fighting.
Ọmọ ìjọ yín já, ọmọ ìjọ yín já o.
And the pastor ran there.
Olùṣọ́ àgùntàn sì dúdé bẹ̀.
And say, sister.
Ó sì pe arábìnrin.
Ha!
Ó ti wá jẹ́.
Child of God, you are fighting here.
Ọmọ Ọlọ́run ló tún ń jà báyìí.
Look, pastor. Today,
Loni,
we put church one side. One side. I must show them pepe. Obstruction. What evangelism will that person do there? That's why you, that sister, you, that brother, you are committing fornication, adultery in your place of work. How will you minister to that person to be born again? You are the one caught cheating in your bank. How will you minister to the others to be born again? In the early days of Christianity in this country, when banks want staff, they come to church, they come to pastors. But now it's born again Christians. So called born again. Who will first of all begin to steal money in their place of work. And when they are finished stealing, and police arrest them, they run to press it for deliverance so that God can set them free. They are the beautiful gate Christians. They are obstruction to others. There are people who will talk to others. When did you start coming to this church?
Sir,
I just started.
Sir,
you better find somewhere else to go. You are still here. And instead of those ones to say, you are saying I should find somewhere else to go, why are you still here?
There
are obstructions. There are people like that. Is that those who go and see people and say, I know somebody who can see vision for you somewhere. Let's go.
They
are the beautiful gate Christians. The third character of the beautiful gate Christian
is
that they are too busy with their work. They have no time for the things of God. The only time you see them in church is Sunday, and they will come when the Sunday school is over, the praise for you is over, the testimony is over. They are never committed to God at all. God comes last in their agenda.
This
business. No Bible reading, no contribution to the things of their father's house. He never has time for anything. That the beautiful gate Christians. I pray that the Lord will deliver such people and make them to understand the principles of Paul, who said it is better. It is better to give than to receive. It is better to give than to receive. So much for that one. As beautiful good Christians. Because when you begin to operate in the way the Bible wants us to operate as far as giving is concerned, new things begin to happen in our lives. The saints of the Old Testament, that's the principle. That's why when the saints of the Old Testament, when they are going to a man of God, to a prophet, they never go empty-handed. In 1 Samuel chapter 9,
First Samuel chapter 9 verse 6.
It says, and he said unto him, behold now, There is in this city a man of God. He's an honorable man. All that he said cometh surely to pass. Now let us go to him. Peradventure he can show us a way that we should go. Then Saul said to his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we? And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here a turn the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of God to tell us our way. So this is a spiritual principle. Reverse that order. When he was sending out his 70 disciples, he told them, don't take anything. You just go. Whichever house you enter, they will feed you there. They look after you there. And when the men came back, Jesus asked them questions.
Said,
that time when I sent you forward with no food, no raiment, nothing, did you lack anything? He said, no, Lord, we did not lack anything. They were looked after according to this principle. And when you go to the man of God with something in your hand, you get what you call a prophetic blessing. This is a principle many of us don't practice, but it's a principle that has helped many to possess their possession. It is not the bigness of the gift you are bringing that matters, although it is big, it is good, but the spirit behind it. So if you have not been doing so, you better start. It's another key of giving that opens doors unto multiple blessings. Now, very quickly before we start praying tonight, let us look at 10 ways the Lord wants us to give. The 10 ways he wants us to be given. The first way God wants us to give is in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 5. And these they did not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord. They first gave their own selves to the Lord. The church at Macedonia, they were not into giving God alms or tips. They show the Corinthians and us how God wants us to give. Their giving was not a little here, a little there, but an investment of themselves. So the first way God wants us to give is that we should give unselfishly. Give unselfishly. Give unselfishly. Giving to God was first things first in their life. They completely give themselves. The second way God wants us to give is what you find in Mark chapter 12, verse 41. Mark chapter 12, verse 41. Mark 12:41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow. She threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing, and it called unto him. Is what? Who did Jesus call? His disciples. Whenever Jesus had a deep lesson to teach, he will call his disciples. Doesn't make it a general statement. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did casting of their abundance, but she of her want did casting all that she had, even all her living. So the second way God wants us to give is to give sacrificially. This Mark 12:41-44 gives us an example of sacrificial giving.
Mark 12:41-44.
God is always pleased when there is a sacrifice in our giving. So Paul also carefully points out to the people in Corinthians that the Macedonians in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 2 gave out of deep poverty. They were very poor. They gave out of deep poverty. The third way God wants us to give is that God wants us to give according to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 2. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto their riches of their liberality. They abounded after the riches of their liberality, although they were poor. So the third way God wants us to give is to give generously. Generously. The fourth correction God wants us to, the first way God wants us to give, in the same 2 Corinthians chapter 8 that we've been reading, verse 2. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. God wants us to give willingly. Let anybody force you? Do you give of your own free will? Not intimidation. Not by cajoling. The fifth way God wants us to give. According to the word of God. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 8.
2
Corinthians
8:8.
Say, I speak not by commandments, but by occasion of forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. The fifth way God wants us to give is to give lovingly. You give it lovingly. The Bible says, do nothing for selfish or empty conceit. This sixth way God wants us to give is that God wants us to give according to our proportions. Proportionately, that's how he wants us to give. In 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 6. 2 Corinthians
9, 6.
It says this. But this I say.
He
which sweats sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which sweats bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart. So let him give. We need to give according to what God is providing for us. You do it so that you will be mightily blessed. The seventh way God wants us to give, you find it in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse
7.
Every man according to our as he purpose in his heart. So let him give. Not grudgingly, of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. You must give with joy. You must give with happiness in your heart. Not that when you say offering time and your hand is already shaking. Offering time, your hand is struggling in your back to pick out the lowest notes. God loveth a cheerful giver. The eighth way God wants us to give, you find the same thing in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse
7.
Every man according as he purposes in his heart.
This
God wants us to give systematically. Your giving should be systematic.
That
is, as you purpose in your heart. That is, you have decided beforehand. Some people are purposeless givers. They say, come on, offering time, a blessing time. He just put his hand in his pocket. Just, without looking, just grab any coin, grab any note, and put it there. So that's not systematic giving. You did not purpose in your heart what to give. The ninth way God wants us to give, you find that in verse 11 of 2 Corinthians chapter
9.
Being rich in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Give thankfully. Give thankfully. That's the ninth way God wants us to give. And the tenth way God wants us to give is to give worshipfully. We give it as a form of worship. In Matthew chapter 2, Matthew 2:11 says this. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. The gold, frankincense, and myrrh were part of their worship. Do you remember the story of that woman who was weeping at Jesus' feet? And used the most expensive alabaster box of ointment and was pouring it on the legs of Jesus. The oil she spent her life savings to buy. The oil was so expensive, Judas had to complain. Ah, why is he wasting it? These are examples of those who give worshipfully. David was a man that gave worshipfully and sacrificially. No wonder he was a man after God's heart. The time has come, beloved, when there must be a reorientation. Thank God he's giving us the ministry of prayer. We pray. Give us the ministry of deliverance, and God is using it to save so many lives. Give us the ministry of the word, and it's helping so many people. But then we need to have this ministry of prosperity working in every life. I was ministering at a conference in Port Harcourt yesterday, and there was one white man there who said one church gave $1 billion to tsunami victims. Only heaven can quantify the kind of blessings they will have. If you want uncommon breakthrough financially, you want to open a school as a proprietress, and the next problem you have is how to say, please, we don't have space again, go away. You want to put your wares down, and by the time, before you put it down, I say, bring it, and begin to say, please, it's finished. I say, bring the bad ones too. You want to be bringing your wares to market before you even arrive in marketplace. People are already waiting for you to arrive with your wares. Then you must give sacrificially, so that the Lord your God will open uncommon doors unto you. Being stingy towards God will only do one thing for you: it will keep God's hand from blessing you mightily. Many of us need to graduate from where we are now to another higher level. Many of us have things we can sell. We don't really need them. Sell them and put the money in the house of God. There are sisters here now who are practicing fake holiness with us. They have plenty of jewelries still stored in the house. They are not wearing it because they are afraid that if they start, also wickedness too will start. Go and sell the jewelries and put the money in the house.
Ọpọlọpọ àwọn arábìnrin ló wà tí wọ́n ń ṣe ìwà mímọ́ ayédèrú láàrin wa. Wọ́n lu nítorí pé wọ́n ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ẹ̀ṣọ́ ara nílé. Wọ́n sì mọ̀ pé báwọn bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí lò padà ẹ̀rú ń bà wọ́n pé àwọn ọ̀tá ìdílé lè bẹ̀rẹ̀ tí wọ́n padà.
Invest the money into heaven. Let it build your house in heaven.
The
story is told about one man who was so stingy towards God. And one day, he was a very rich man. One day, God opened his eyes. He saw himself in heaven. And an angel was conducting him around. And he was following the angel. The angel was pointing at the houses of people. Look at this house. Then the angel pointed to one beautiful mansion. And the man said, oh, yes, who is the owner of that house? So it's Peter. Peter, your houseboy. Say, Peter, my houseboy. The house is so beautiful. So he was comfortable that if my houseboy can build such a beautiful building in heaven, my home should be better than this. Was not asking the angel, where is my own house? The angel said, wait, I will take you there. When they got there, it was still at foundation level. With all kinds of things scattered around. Don't crack joke. This what kind of joke is this? Say, Peter is working in my house as my house boy. Say, yes. Say, sir. So we build your houses according to the material you sent to us. So Peter is sending his things here sacrificially, and when sacrificial offering are given, it becomes billionfold here. Say, what you are giving, it doesn't touch you in any way, so this is the level. When he woke up from that dream, he became a giver. He became a giver. I want you also to key it into your system. Don't be part of those people. If you contribute money, as they will shop it. They will eat it. Pastor will eat it. This, that. Once you are giving something to God, that ends your business. Don't give something to God with a string attached. But if you don't trust the pastor at all, find out the address of God in heaven and take the money there yourself. Rise up on your feet. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody rise up on your feet now. The following prayers I want you to pray has brought blessings to so many souls.
And
I'm sure if you pray it well, it will bring blessings to your soul too. The first prayer we need to pray is for ourselves. Ourselves first. You pray for yourself first before you start praying for your offering. Because it is you that determines what the offering is. You will say this loud and clear. My Father,
Baba mi,
change my life to the life of a giver. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for us. Change me.
Give me father.
Let me be a giver. All eyes closed. There are people amongst us that God will have blessed so mightily. If not for this manipulation and trick of the enemy. Say, don't give that. Keep this one. Sit on that one. Don't do this. Don't do that. And that is causing trouble. There are plenty of people who are not working hard in the house of God. Because they are looking for pay.
Nítorí wọ́n ń wá owó.
Although the Bible said the laborer is worthy of his wages.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé Bíbélì wí pé alágbàṣe yẹ fún owó ọ̀yà rẹ̀.
And who works by the temple must feed by the temple.
Àwọn tó bá sì ń jẹ ṣe nídìí pẹpẹ, wọ́n ní láti jẹ nídìí pẹpẹ.
That's what the Bible says.
Ohun tí Bíbélì wí
ni. But when you are a lazy altar person.
Ìbọn nígbà tó bá jẹ́ ẹni tó yọ̀lẹ́ níbi pẹpẹ.
A beautiful great Christian.
Kristẹni ẹnu ọ̀nà dáradára ni ọ́.
There are young people here.
Àwọn ọ̀dọ́ bẹ níyìn.
Below the ages of 30.
Tí wọ́n ti tó ọgbọ̀n ọdún.
That by design by now they are supposed to be multimillionaires.
Tó jẹ́ pé nípa bí Ọlọ́run ṣe ṣẹ̀dá wọ́n ti yẹ kí wọ́n di ọlọ́rọ̀ yanturu.
But when they were making small money they forgot God, they ran God out of their calculations.
Ìbọn nígbà tó wó kékeré dọ́wọ́ wọn, wọ́n gbàgbé Ọlọ́run.
And this has caused trouble for them.
Eléyìí sì ti wá fa wàhálà fún wọn.
I know people when they were doing their youth service call.
Mo mọ àwọn kan tó yẹ pé nígbà tí wọ́n ń ṣe iṣẹ́ àgùnbánirọ̀
wọn. They put all their salaries into mission work.
Gbogbo owó tí wọ́n ń gbà ni wọ́n kó sí iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ìrere.
Now God has given them fantastic jobs.
Ọlọ́run ti wá gbé iṣẹ́ gidi fún wọn báyìí wọ́n rí iṣẹ́ ṣe.
There are prayers I want you to pray.
Àwọn àdúrà bẹ tí mo fẹ́ ká gbà.
Bow down your heads.
Látẹ̀ríbà wàyí.
Ask the Lord to forgive you.
Káwé fún Olúwa pé Olúwa ẹ dárí
jù. In any area in which you have been unfaithful.
Agbègbè yòówù tó ti ṣalẹ̀ ìṣòótọ́.
Ask him to forgive you.
Ifo Olúwa Olúwa ó dárí jù.
Ask him to give you power to restitute.
Ifo Olúwa ó fún ọ ní agbára láti ṣe àtúnṣe.
Ask him to forgive you and give you power to restitute.
Ifo Olúwa pé kó fún ọ ní agbára láti lè ṣe àtúnṣe.
In areas where you have not done what heavens wanted you to do.
Ní àwọn agbègbè tí o ti ṣe àwọn tí ọ̀run fẹ́ kó.
In areas where you have been stinging to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Ní àwọn agbègbè tó ti háwọ́ sí ọba àwọn ọba àtòlú.
And if you are in this meeting tonight.
Tó bá sì ń bẹ nínú ìpàdé yìí láṣáálẹ̀.
And you have been eating your own tithes.
Tó ti ń gbé ìdámẹ́wàá tirẹ̀ jẹ.
You better get on your knees.
O dara kó wọlé lórí eko.
And ask him to forgive you.
Kò sì wí fún Olúwa Olúwa ó dárí.
No wonder the devourers have been doing all kinds of things.
Àbájọ táwọn ajẹnirun fi ń ṣe onírúurú nǹkan.
You have been eating your tithes, you have not been paying it correctly, you have been swallowing it.
O ti ń jẹ ìdámẹ́wàá rẹ, o san bó ti tó àti bó ṣe yẹ, o ń gbé mi.
Get on your knees.
Wọlé lórí eékún rẹ.
And talk to the Lord tonight.
Kó o sì bá Olúwa sọ̀rọ̀ láṣáálẹ̀ yìí.
So that by the time we close this meeting.
Ìpè nígbà tá a fi ṣe ìpàdé yìí tán.
You change your offering completely.
O yí ọrẹ rẹ po.
By changing your offering, you change your destiny.
Pa yíyí ọrẹ rẹ po, o yí àyànmọ́ rẹ padà.
Talk to the Lord now.
Bá Olúwa sọ̀rọ̀ nísinsìnyí.
In Jesus name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Rage of the devourers.
Ìrúnú àwọn ajẹnirun.
Clear away from my life.
Ká kúrò láyé mi.
In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Clear away the rage of the devourers.
Ká ìrúnú àwọn ajẹnirun kúrò.
In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Potasepekanta ribolokopontekanda manaribosopondekeyeboshenteraba. Rage of the devourers, clear away from my life. Jesus then we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Power of Judas.
Agbára Júdásì.
That is pursuing my money.
Tó ń lépa owó mi.
Can you say that loud and clear? Die! In the name of Jesus. Jesus, then we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Every power.
Gbogbo agbára.
Manipulating my life into poverty.
Tó ń darí ayé mi wọnú ìṣẹ́.
Day! In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Yeah.
Something is happening here tonight. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says God is able to over answer our prayers. He's able to do much more abundantly than we think or ask. Say, oh God that answered by fire. Over answer my prayer of prosperity. In the name of Jesus. Name we pray. Thank you, Jesus.